everyone, welcome to WTF Podcast, Whispers, Tales, and Brights. I'm Sydney.
I'm Kristen.
Yeah, oh my God. So it is the first 7 days of Black History Month, February 7th.
Woohoo.
Woo. So how's your Black
Oh,
History Month going?
it's good.
Oh, what are you drinking, Kristen?
Tea.
Oh, you're better than me. I'm having whiskey.
Damn, just straight whiskey?
No. Whiskey and
Okay, I was gonna say, damn, Sydney, damn, straight whiskey.
life is stressful. No, it's not. Maybe I'm just
Damn.
dramatic. No, oh, that's my WTF. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get into our WTF. Now that made me think about it. Well, you go first.
Oh, no, you go first.
Okay, well, you know we did dry Januarys, right?
Yes.
So I had a college moment on Thursday. Me and D'Angelo went out to karaoke. So granted, we usually used to go to karaoke a lot last year, and I used to sing karaoke and freeze in front of people, but
Oh.
we haven't went because dry Januarys, and I have been like not wanting to go out because saving money. So I was like, okay, take me to happy hour because dry January is all over. It's the first of the month. Let's go. So I went, had two Bob Marleys,
Damn.
came back to the house throwing up like I was in college. D'Angelo was laughing at me. I was like, what happened?
Well, why are you having Bob Marley's? Those are so
It
sweet.
is. It's like sweet. It's sweet and strong. And I
Yeah,
thought,
but
like
we can't do
that's
that
my
no more.
typical drink when we used to go out. And so I haven't been drinking in like so long
People,
that
when we used to.
when we used to, exactly. So I had two of them MFers and I was like, gone. He was like, you got drunk. He was like, your tolerance is low. I was like, I know. So therefore, I do not want to drink again. But now I'm having a whiskey. So.
See, I was like, I meant to drink. I had like this, I made this little Hennessy and lemonade concoction. It was really good. Like, that's gonna be my new go-to drink.
Hennessy and
Making
lemonade. I
this.
heard it was good.
So good.
Yeah.
And I
I
do a
heard
little
that's good.
crushed ice, shake it, and I add a little special ingredient, secret ingredient, shake
What's
it
the
up,
secret
mix it up.
ingredient?
Can't tell you, I have to kill you.
I
Can't
really
tell
hope
you.
it's not this angry. I saw this recipe on the gram today. And some girl was making Hennessy, pickles, and Kool-Aid. Green Kool-Aid.
Ooh.
Like,
No.
what is
What?
that?
Ew. What?
Was like in a jar. It was Hennessy, green Kool-Aid with all the sugar, the Kool-Aid packs and the sugar with the pickles. I was like, who is doing this to
I'm
themselves?
just thinking about like the Kool-Aid and then getting the pickles you
Ugh, that's nasty. I'm sorry. That's the concoction.
No.
I think it was the sugar because she started pouring sugar all up in the jar. I was just like, with
Like
pickles?
you can have like the Kool-Aid flavored pickles. They have those and it soaks up the flavor, but not the Kool-Aid with the pickles in it. It's not garnish. It's
Ugh.
not lemon. Like you slight. You don't. It's not a
Yeah.
sangria that with pickles.
Yeah,
You
pickles just
don't
seem
do that.
awkward. Like, because
Yeah,
pickles are
no.
salty.
Yeah, it's vinegar.
Yeah, so it's like vinegar with. So does vinegar and sugar go together? Like, am I tripping?
You can make like those sweet pickle cucumber things. I like
Okay.
that.
Okay.
But don't know. Maybe, maybe.
I guess no knock it till you try it, but it just didn't seem
Yeah.
like a good thing. And I'm not a Hennessy drinker, so. I was just already immediately like turned off.
No.
Like, ew.
Right.
What was your WTF, Kristen?
What was my WTF?
Good God.
Okay. So.
Oh no.
It's not really a personal WTF, but here I am. I'm at work. I'm researching stuff and I'm listening to my audiobook. Now, what audiobook is it, you ask? it's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So I've listened to this a million quadrillion times, see the movies, you know, Potterhead. Okay. So, I mean, how often have you seen these movies, Sydney?
I actually never seen Harry Potter.
I'm sorry, what? How are we friends?
I'm not a Harry, like I it skipped me because I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
You never seen any of them?
No. Like I seen, like I think I tuned in for like 15 minutes and I fell asleep and I was like, yeah, no.
The hell?
Definitely never read the
What?
books.
Bitch, what?
It just didn't hit me. Now Twilight, I can do Twilight, but
It's right here. It's right here. It's in hand reach. It's Gryffindor, okay? It's a stained
yeah,
glass window.
it
It's in
missed
hand
me.
reach. It's all over this room.
I'm pretty sure there's
Anyway.
probably other people in our group, friend group that never watched it too.
Anyway, but so I was listening to Harry Potter. And there's the whole thing. I mean, you know the gist of it. He lives with his aunt and uncle. He's
Okay.
an orphan.
Yeah,
His
I
aunt and
know.
uncle treat him like shit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
He lives in a closet under the stairs.
Oh,
That's
shit.
where he lives. Okay, it's his mother's sister. That's his aunt. That's the relation.
Okay.
And so it's just like, and so finally, this is the last book. They're going their separate ways. And so the aunt, like, all of a sudden realizes, she's like, oh, I'm alone with him. And she's just like, well, bye. And she stops. But it's just like, all this animosity, and he's like, and they go their separate ways basically because he's trying to save them for their own life against Voldemort. Because he's just like, look, this is the same guy who killed my mom and dad, I don't want him to kill you. And so they're like, all right, fine. And so all of a sudden, his aunt, she realizes she's in the room alone with her nephew, her sister's son. And this is the last time they see each other. She looks at him. She's like, all right, goodbye then. She goes to walk off and stops, kind of turns around. It seems like she wants to say something else, but that's it. Nothing. She leaves. She walks out, gets in the car, they drive off, and he never sees her again. I'm like, bitch, that is your sister's son. Are you kidding me? Are you
Oh,
kidding me? That is your only blood living relative aside from your son.
wow. And they just
Yeah.
left them?
Yeah. She was
Oh,
just like,
wow.
you go ahead and go do your thing.
Oh, wow. I didn't know the origin story of Harry Potter.
See.
I did
Okay, we
not
don't
know
need to
that. I
spoil
didn't know he was an orphan. I didn't know, like, they. Oh, my God.
it. Yeah.
Nope.
But, and I, like, here I am. I'm at work typing, and I'm getting, like, this visceral anger. I'm like, are you serious? Her name's Petunia. I'm like, are you serious, Petunia? You ain't got
Petunia.
nothing to say to your nephew.
Nothing.
Nothing. And
Nothing.
everybody says, tells him every day, tells this boy, you have your mother's eyes. So you look at him and you see your sister who's dead, and you ain't got shit for him.
Absolutely
So
nothing.
nothing. So I'm, yeah, I was just like, that she is cold blood. She ain't shit.
Well, did anything happen to them at the end? Or did they come back
No.
around?
No.
Oh, so they just
Yeah.
had a small part.
Yeah. Well, they're a constant in all the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll check one out. I don't know. I feel like I have to read the book first. Oh, God. I don't know about that. How many
Let's
pages
listen
did they get?
to audio Audible.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can probably do that. But I actually like reading the book, so I just have to, as
Yeah.
long as like the first 10 pages are like very compelling and that it captures my attention, then I can keep going. If not, I'm gonna be like, nah, man.
I mean, it can be. It really.
Because I just
It can
finished reading
affect.
Lessons in Chemistry, and that book was really good.
What's that about?
It's about not a black woman, a white woman chemist who is trying to pursue a career in chemistry as a chemist, but she's not, allowed because she's a woman. This takes place back in a day where women were like, secretaries.
She's a woman, she can't think.
So she ends up getting a job on a television show cooking. She's like a cooker and she uses chemistry to cook, but she's just so progressive that I love her. She's a really good character. Elizabeth Zott.
So that was our WTF.
Yeah, so that was WTF. Okay. I guess we'll pivot. To WTF current events.
Yes, and I am sick of talking about these people. I have one. I'm so sick of talking about them.
Oh God, who is it?
Damn, Travis Kelce.
Who the heck is that? Oh, Taylor Swift and Travis. Okay. What happened? What happened?
Because again, these damn journalists, why is the headline called "What is this famous haircut that Travis Kelce has made famous?" And people are going into barbershops saying, "I want the Travis Kelce." Bitch, it's a fade. It's a fade.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know. I don't be
I was
following this stuff. Are you kidding me? Wow.
it's a fade. I mean, raise your hand if your mother, not your father, your brother, your cousins, your uncles, your friends, anybody you know ever got a fade. Right?
Everybody, my mama has had a fade. And even women have fades, you know.
Yes,
So.
I'm like, there have been so many women who have had fades. I'm like, y'all. It's just like, even like today in current events, and people are like, I saw this person post a picture and said, okay, people are saying Travis Kelce's haircut is something new and different,
I have to
but it's
look it
just like
up.
Michael B. Jordan's been rocking fade. Jamie Foxx has rocked a fade. Like, are you serious?
Oh yeah, like they should know at least Michael B. Jordan. Oh,
Yes.
I see his fade. It's 'cause he's Taylor
And it's
Swift's
just like,
boyfriend. He's
come on
34
now.
too.
I know. And it's just like, and honestly, John B. had a fade. If you're looking for white guys rocking fades, just look at John B., okay?
Look at John B.
Way back in the 90s. Come on now.
I mean, so it's final that the Chiefs and the 49ers are in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, and I won't be able to watch the Super Bowl because I'll be watching it, but I'm gonna be in North Carolina
Oh.
for work in a hotel room,
Yeah, because
so
it's this weekend.
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even notice that it was it's definitely on the 10th, right? Or it's on the Sunday, right? The 11th.
Yeah, 11.
So I there's like nothing that really happened this week. Let's see. The Grammys is on today. Rick
You know, one
Ross.
person I
Oh
am
wait.
rooting for?
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
She hasn't had any new music out, has she? Or am I missing something?
Yeah, I think her last album was like released just in time. It seems like it was years ago.
Oh, yeah, it seemed like it was years. Like I've always been a Miley Cyrus fan, but I just didn't think she had
Yeah.
new music.
Yeah, she's never, I think this is her first time being nominated, even.
Oh, I did not
Or
know
something
that.
like that. Yeah, because this is the album she made, I think, against her ex, Liam
Oh,
Hemsworth.
okay. Okay.
So I'm like, hell yeah.
Well, good
Girl,
luck,
win. Win
Miley
that Grammy.
Cyrus. You
Yeah.
know, well, in other news, it seems like Nelly and Ashanti, it might be expecting.
Is that for real? I heard that like a while ago.
Yeah, and so now I'm hearing it again. I'm seeing all these speculations. She's wearing like the big shirts now on stage. So I don't
Is
even
it
know
gonna be
if it's
like
true.
Chloe? Not Chloe, Hallie.
Yeah, she's doing, she pulling Hallie. So with
Yeah.
the big shirt.
Yeah.
So if they are expecting, I hope so, because they seem happy together. So congratulations. You
I
heard it here
know.
first.
But I'm like, he just needs to marry her. Like,
Yeah,
don't
true that.
just marry her. Just
Was
no.
he ever married before? Let me look it up.
I don't know.
Let's see. Nelly has, I know he probably has kids.
Yeah, he's got a
He has
few.
kids. He has two. Okay. I don't think he was
I think they
married.
were on Grown Up Hip Hop.
Yeah. Oh, he's 49, and so she's 40. Well, I hope so. I hope she, well, she has all the, she's looking like she may be pregnant. And so usually when the internet speculates pregnancies and they start stalking somebody and calling them pregnant for like the longest, they typically tend to be right. I noticed that. So
Because I mean, eventually they get it right.
yeah, like, and so I don't really follow it unless like every picture I'm looking at her pictures and everybody's like pregnancy, pregnancy, pregnancy. I'm like, because that's what they did to Hallie, and I was like, is she really? And you know, she was editing her photos, and they just kept going at her. They were like, you're
Yeah.
pregnant, girl. We know it. We're pregnant. And so she bust out pregnant, and I remember seeing her like on the. I don't know where she was at, but it was like a Color Purple event, and she had on a red dress. And I was like, oh, she's definitely pregnant because I could tell on her face. And she turned out
Yeah,
pregnant.
sometimes there are some shots she could not hide it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, the crowd is right. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the crowd with Ashanti, and I'm going to say, congratulations, Ashanti.
Congratulations.
But yeah, I don't know what else. I did see that. The woman that killed Selena, she will be eligible
Oh,
for
bro.
parole.
Yeah, she'll be eligible in 30
Yeah, in
or
2025.
25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the squad is gonna come get her. We'll
Yeah,
see.
everybody's gonna be out there. Everybody. Everybody. All the I think every there's gonna be people from every race out there.
Yeah,
Because
I ain't gonna lie.
it's like, come on now.
Everybody loves Selena.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if I've ever watched the movie without crying.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, yeah, I
No.
don't think I have either. And she did her
Nah.
so
No,
dirty. Like, why would you kill Selena? Like, you know what I'm
nah,
saying?
man.
Like, come on.
Oh, man. And then when the ring falls out her hand in the ambulance, nope, I'm
Right.
done.
It was so
Done.
sad. I was
Done.
like, Selena did nothing to nobody.
No, yeah.
I was pissed. I was pissed about that. I was pissed.
I
Yeah.
know.
Did you see Rick Ross give his girl Christina new teeth?
No. I mean,
So
shout
apparently
out,
Rick
right?
Ross do that with all of those. Like if they make it over a certain probation, they get new teeth.
What?
I was like, shout out to the new teeth, girls.
It's like you get a dental plan if you're with him for this time,
Literally,
maybe.
that's what the crowd was saying. I was like, okay. So I asked D'Angelo, I said, hey, can you give me some new teeth? He was like, he looked at me crazy. I was like, man, you ain't about this life.
That's kind of insane.
Yeah, it is kind of insane. What was wrong? I
Yeah.
don't know what was wrong with her old teeth. I don't know why people get, well, I understand why people get teeth, but her teeth were actually, they look good. I guess she just wanted wider and a whole new set.
Wow.
Yeah. I
Okay.
guess they're getting teeth like they get new sets, you know, like a new nail set. They get new teeth.
I guess.
Yeah.
Nail set, you make teeth. Shut up, Sydney.
We
Man.
new teeth sets out here.
Oh no.
Yeah, shout out to them people. I ain't
Mm-mm.
hating, you know, I ain't.
Gosh. One thing I did see, so you know Shea Moisture?
Yeah.
They got deodorant now.
Oh, for real? I
Yeah,
didn't
and
know that. Is
I saw this whole, I don't know. I just saw a commercial for it. I'm like,
it good?
that's different.
You know, I've been training myself to not wear deodorant by picking up natural like cocoa oil, but it don't work. You know, DeAngelo says I'm still musty, so I find myself having to be.
Try like a mix of cornstarch, coconut oil, mix that up and have it to be a consistency where it works. Like you have to really mess with the consistency so it doesn't flake away and cause a mess and like turn into a paste or anything.
Okay. I'll keep working
So
on it.
yeah.
I'll keep working on
And
it.
add a little
Honey? No.
no. Essential oil.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And even like start off like I mean you could probably use regular deodorant and like chip away, add some to it, but like a small portion so it's still there so you can like slowly get your consistency right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it right one of these days.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome. That's a friend's for.
Get that deodorant right, that natural deodorant going. Hey, look, if you need a whole natural deodorant,
It'd be funky now.
yeah, because you know I've been funky. I'll be like, it's not working. Like I'll be doing
Isn't
YouTube, it
it?
don't work for
Oh, God.
me. But then again, I'm a sweater too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I sweat.
It might be harder for us since we sweat.
Yeah. I blame my parents because they are both sweaters. Like my dad, he if he has good barbecue, he gets the meat sweats, and you know he's bald, so like his head sweats.
Oh,
So I'm
wow.
like, yeah,
Oh, dang.
I know.
I guess we can pivot.
Okay, pivot.
To
Why?
am I the asshole?
Why the
Take it away,
I
Kristen.
have one.
Okay.
And it's short, so I'm like, okay, let's see if we can sum this up.
Mm
So, am I the asshole for not changing the name of my baby after being told it's the last name of the man my brother-in-law's ex left him for?
Oh.
That's your
Wait, say it one
brother-in-law's
more, say it
ex.
one more time.
Am I the asshole for not changing the name of my baby after being told it's the last name of the man my brother-in-law's ex left him for?
Wow. Okay,
My
well.
baby's name is Olivia. Brother-in-law says he will be refusing to call her that because it's the last name of a guy his ex cheated with, ending a multi-year relationship. He said he's going to call her Ava, which is not her name. My brother-in-law is 26 and hasn't had a long-term relationship since. Am I the asshole for thinking this is an entitled and rude of him to tell me? Mother-in-law seems to be on his side on wanting it changed, and she spread the word
What?
that Olivia is a surname out in New Mexico where the baby is li well, where my baby is living. Grandma in New Mexico didn't even realize it was a surname until mother-in-law told her. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were about to really say, like, it's the name of like somebody that was murdered.
I know.
But
Husband.
this is kind of childish.
Yeah, husband from New Mexico didn't know it was a surname either. My husband loves the name and doesn't care what they think. Brother-in-law first argued strongly that it was a surname before admitting the real reason and hated it. His grandpa in Arizona also tell my husband that Olivia is too difficult to pronounce. What will other kids at school say? Okay, maybe I mispronounced her name.
Me
It's not
too.
Olivia. It's Avila. 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 Avila.
Oh, Avila. Okay.
That's...
Avila.
So I think it can be a surname, but whatever. It's a pretty name.
Yeah.
So it said it's hard to pronounce. What will other kids at school say? The baby is named after Saint Teresa of Avila, even though it's the city where she's from. To name a baby after a city seems fine and not an issue. There's the name Florence, for example. Update: brother-in-law calls her Ava. I can't make everyone like a name. Her friends may call her Ava as a nickname anyway.
Yeah, I just don't. I think they might be doing too.
Excessive.
Yeah, I don't think she's an asshole.
No. I mean, that's so exciting. Her brother-in-law is an asshole.
Yeah, I was like, your brother, like, get a life.
Yeah, I mean, who, like, for me to try and tell my brother to change his baby's name
Yeah.
because his baby's name is the name of my ex's last name.
Yeah, like this is childish.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a bad, awkward name, I'm like, oh, well, you won't think about that one more time. But it's just like, that's ridiculous. And that's a lot of back and forth with different people in the family taking sides and whatnot.
Yeah, that's too much. I'm sorry. Like, that's, yeah, no, you're not an asshole. Like, keep your baby's name. Because by the time the baby grows up, like, he can have a whole nother, person in his life. He would forget about it and they can laugh about, oh, you remember that time I tried to get you to
I
change
know, right? Change your baby's name because I was a
it?
cook.
Yeah.
I just been a complete asshole.
Like, for real. Like, stop it. In other news, so update on the Grammys, it looks like Victoria Monet won Best R&B album.
Hey.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't. And then Coco Jones won Best R&B Performance. So, yeah, that's what I was actually rooting for, Coco. Yeah. Well, I guess we can go ahead and pivot
Pivot.
to WTF stories. Get ready for the whispers. Get ready for the tales.
Oh,
And
Lord.
ultimately, get ready for the
Oh,
what?
God.
Right.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. So, who want to go first?
I will, because guess what?
What?
I got a fright.
You got a fright? Uh-oh.
I got a fright.
Let's go, fright.
It's a fright. And guess what? We are at the letter E and we're in
E.
El Paso, Texas.
Yes.
Okay, first off, so I'm doing El Paso High School, which is one, the architectural historian in me went down a rabbit hole because the school is amazing. It's beautiful. Like it was built in 1916. It's just amazing. Like it's this like Greek Romanesque building, stucco exterior. I'll stop adding details about that. It was undubbed a national on the Register of National Historic Places in 1980. So there's that. So, built in 1916, so it's old. And it's huge. It is massive. I mean, you can probably look it up. But it's huge.
El Paso School,
High school.
high school. Okay. Oh, it's
It's like positioned right
massive.
along, yeah, and it's positioned like
It's
right
like a
along the
cathedral.
mountainside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive. Damn.
It's huge. So,
I want to go there.
yeah, right? And I mean, it's still an operating school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there it's like has a huge library, football stadium, basketball gym, and it's just huge.
I can tell. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So here are some details about it. In
Okay.
1922, the KKK board members wanted to change the name of the school in honor of Texas hero Sam Houston, president of the Republic of Texas and governor of Texas, blah, 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 Confederate, who, there's speculation that Sam Houston was in love with a black woman, a freed woman. So there, that's a whole little history tidbit for you.
So they were
But
like interracial.
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but she ran off to Colorado because they realized that they could never be, and she had never been heard from again. All records of her disappear after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of been something I'm obsessed with. But anyway. So the school was changed names to Sam Houston High School, but it was changed back quickly after community protests and it was changed back to El Paso High School, February 20, 1923. So it was just like 1 year.
Okay.
It was called Sam Houston High School, and the community said, "Yeah, no, we're not going to do that." El Paso High School offered the first music classes in the state and included modern languages like Spanish as a course of study for the first time in any of the state schools. It was pretty progressive. I thought that was just cool.
I think that is pretty cool, yeah.
So that's just details about the school. Here's where it gets creepy. So I mean, you see how massive it is. And downstairs, there's an intense basement, like a labyrinth of tunnels and everything. And during the Spanish flu outbreak and combat deaths after from World War II, until the next of kin could be informed, the basement was used as a morgue.
Oh,
Yes.
whoa. So it
Yeah.
hold dead people?
Yeah, there are dead people just waiting to be identified
Oh my God.
in the school.
Oh, shoot.
And people have discovered sealed off classrooms in the basement. And they were like just regular classrooms with desks, chalkboard, shelves, and books that were completely closed off and just in pristine condition. There was dust on it, but there was no disturbance. Like it was just like blocked off. No reasons were given by admin why these classrooms were abandoned. But I'm thinking if it was early 20th century, like when people were scared about nuclear bombs and there were bomb shelters across this country, I can see that as probably people using that as like a bomb shelter classroom or something like that. But yeah. So there's that about that, the basement. But additional spooky stuff. Allegedly, every single floor of the school is haunted,
Really? Well, because they
including
have
the
dead
tunnels.
people in the basement.
Yeah, the tunnels, the football stadium, the gym, all levels, people have seen and experienced paranormal activity.
Whoa.
I was looking at this local radio station, and this person who went to the high school said, throughout my 4 years at El Paso High, my friends and I would avoid walking the halls alone. He said that's something you just don't do. If you need a bathroom pass, like it's the buddy system. Nobody goes outside alone,
Yeah,
even
that makes
during
sense.
class.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He said especially the third floor, the auditorium, and the old gym by the stadium, because there's eerie vibes that you just cannot get past. People have reported a misty fog near the mini library adjacent to the main library and see shadowy figures. They hear noises and voices calling down the hall when no one is there. there's been accounts where the lights switch on and off and you see apparitions walking up and down the hallway.
Ooh.
When there's no one in the gym or auditorium, there can be sounds of people cheering and like a gym pep rally coming from the auditorium.
Oh. So
Yeah.
this is so this school has been closed for a minute?
No, it's still open. It's still
It's still
functioning.
what?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. People have seen slime on the walls and mist
What?
coming through the halls, through the walls. And I'm like, that's so disgusting and
That's,
creepy.
yeah. Who wants to go to
I
that school?
know.
Yeah.
Over the years, people have reported slamming doors, the sound, yeah, that's pep rallies. Let's see. One teacher told a story where they were going home after a late night of work and saw a girl in a blue dress standing at the end of the hallway. She wasn't supposed to be there, so he told her, like, hey, you gotta leave, it's time to go. When she turned to face him, she looked at him sadly. And the only thing the teacher was able to notice of her, that she was translucent and a mist kind of formed and she faded away from existence.
Oh. Oh no.
And so there, a lot of people have seen this ghost girl in blue.
Oh.
It's been tied to a girl who committed suicide by slitting her wrist and jumped from a balcony within the school.
What?
Then that hallway and that balcony has been walled off, and more than one person has reported seeing the girl standing on that balcony, but it's blocked off so nobody can walk over there. And
So what, why did she commit suicide? Did they figure it out?
no, nobody knows. Let's see. So somehow, like, where the wall is blocked, where that hallway is blocked off, you can, like, because it's not cemented off, like, you can maneuver your way through it. I think it's like a lock and key situation, and people say they've seen slime on the walls. And here's another creepy situation. There has been photographic evidence of the ghost girl
So
during a
where can we find
graduation.
it?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's during the 1987 class picture taken. Mixed amongst a row of students and teachers, you can see this blurry image of a girl.
I see it
And people in the picture said nobody was standing next to
in the
them when the picture.
blue, like that blue highlight.
No, below. Here, I will screenshot and. Because you see, like, the blurriness. Let me see. That is not. Okay. Okay, done. Save photos. Okay, send it to you.
Okay, I see it. Oh, ooh. No, that's look like some ring, the ring mess. Like, Wait, no.
Yeah, nobody, people standing next to. So this is actually the teachers in the image, and the teacher said there was no student standing next to them. There was no one near them. They insisted she was not in the original picture, and it's only faded in over time. Like, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's gotten stronger. Like, yeah. Another situation is there's been poltergeist activity. Story like so this coach in the 80s says, like, hey, let's have practice at 6 p.m. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah, first of all, like, I'm surprised the school's still open.
I know.
And
I know.
like, are there's like they can't hire like Laverne. I know, like, I've been watching a lot of like The Conjuring and how they have ghost apparition people that come and like sanctify the
Right.
place. I don't know. Like, are they getting these rituals or whatever you want to call it done to the school so that it's like safe?
I don't know. Yeah, they got a lot of protocol. It's still a school.
Now, granted, now I understand it's like paranormal activity, like, and she committed suicide, so she might not be a harmful ghost.
No.
Yeah, so.
No, but this poltergeist, I don't know what this poltergeist is doing in the gym.
Yeah, I don't know what that is about.
Because they were like, it was two heavy, like, doors. You know how heavy gym doors are to access the outside. During practice, basketball practice, they were violently pushed open. And, you know, they were thinking Windhouse somehow caused a disturbance. So they closed the doors and dragged a wooden bench over to keep it closed.
Whoa.
Well, A couple of minutes later, the bench flew across the gym, and the doors flew open.
Whoa.
And everybody said, okay, that's a wrap for practice. Bye.
Oh, wow.
And that was that. So El Paso High School has been dubbed one of the most haunted places in Texas, if not the most haunted high school in the nation. And yeah, and I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's really cool.
Yeah, it really is. It looks like, yeah, it's very beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
Looks like the kids wear uniforms there.
Really? They probably, I wonder. But, yeah, so, and it's still a working school to this day.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I like the school, but, you know, that's just some creepy stuff happening there. At a functioning school. Excuse me. Well, that was a good story, Kristen. Thanks for the paranormal.
No problem. I'll try to keep more coming, because that's my stuff right there.
Yeah, I like paranormal too. Unfortunately, mine is a murder, so.
Oh, fine. You know what? Wait. Hold on. Let me get my sage. I got to sage this place because I'm like.
Well, yeah, definitely with the paranormal. We don't want the ghosts. Like,
I don't feel good right now.
Speaking of ghosts, while you're by yourself, well, at least you got Bruno.
I know. He ain't going to do shit.
Yeah, he's going to hide. Dogs typically tend to be scary.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, okay, so, well, mine, like I said, is a murder mystery in Atlanta. I have been staying in Atlanta. I will one day get out of Atlanta. But
great. Murder mystery here where we live.
I have been reading these books, so these have been intriguing, as I was like, oh, this would be good for the podcast. So, this murder is unsolved, another unsolved one. It's the D4's murder. I'm not sure if you remember or heard of D4.
D4?
D4, yeah. Murders.
By Howell Mill?
I didn't say anything about the Howell Mill, but no. Oh, you talking about D4? Oh, D4, bro? Oh, no, it's not. I don't think it has... Honestly, I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with that, but... You'd be surprised. So, well, it takes place like around the Montgomery Ferry. It used to be the Montgomery Ferry. So,
yeah. No, there were a lot of waterways in around the city.
Yeah, there was a lot of waterways. Okay, so here we go. So James McConnell Montgomery moved with his family to Standing Peachtree in 1819. And so he paid $100 for 1,000 acres at the site of the river crossing. So there he built a private, there he built and started a private river crossing known as the Montgomery Ferry. So that's how that,
river crossing.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, it's in the northern part.
Everything.
They always colonized. It's in the northern part of Georgia. Where the creeks seceded, the land Henry and Fayette counties were created within the Atlanta area. So let's see. This was the only means of crossing the river at the time, so it provided a valuable service to the growing community, and a good living was to be made from from Montgomery. Montgomery and his family remained in Standing Peachtree, where he continued to hold a number of like public positions. He was like the postmaster, the justice of peace, tax collector, census taker, and all that until his death in October 18, 1842. And then once he died, Martin D4 took over the ferry in 1853. So that's where D4 came. So Martin D4 was born and raised in Franklin County, Georgia. On September 14, 1830, he married Susan Tabor. Yeah. Within the next 10 years, the couple moved to DeKalb County, where they settled into the Panthersville district. And in 1853, the D4s moved to the old Montgomery home at Bolton. So this was, I don't know if you're familiar with Bolton, but then it was known as Iceville. So D4 took over the Montgomery's Ferry and renamed it the D4's Ferry.
Okay.
So they're like colonizing each other's spaces, so you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
You
So
know, that's one thing I haven't really looked into much with like Georgia and Atlanta history, like,
yeah.
because there's, you know, a lot of ferries, streets, like West
Yeah, there
Casey's
is.
Ferry and everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
it
so
is.
I guess, and there is West Paces does go like over the Chattahoochee, so.
So Bolton, Georgia is, I'm trying to see where it's at.
Let's see.
It's off of like, it's close to Marietta Road, it looks like. But it's like Atlanta. So it's Atlanta's Upper West Side is Bolton. So, DeForest continued to operate the ferry until the Civil War, when the ferry was used by the Confederate soldiers until they were forced south by the opposition. The ferry was cut loose. When the war was over, the DeForest son-in-law Thomas Moore, along with a number of locals, built a temporary crossing on the site of the of the former ferry. This was to allow the Confederate soldiers on the south side of the river, reach their families in North Georgia and Tennessee. Crossing, yeah, right. The crossing was built in a record-breaking time of like 72 hours, and it was permanent. It was more permanent ferry. It was a more permanent ferry was rebuilt later, and the DeForest continued to run the crossing until the fateful night of July 25th, 1879, when they were brutally murdered while they slept in their bed. So they
Wait,
were, yeah.
hold on. Because I was stuck on when you said it was built in record time. So
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, so the only time the state of Georgia can have quick construction is when they have slave labor.
Yeah, I was just thinking
Okay.
that. I was thinking that. Like 72 hours they had to help the Confederate soldiers. So we know what side he was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
So
I'm like, the state of Georgia today could never
never do that. Never.
build a, you know, road. So, okay, so who was found dead?
Oh, the DeForest. So the DeForest, they rebuilt like they rebuilt a more permanent ferry. And then they continued to run the crossing and everything until they were found dead July 25th, 1879. And they were brutally murdered. So some 6 miles outside the city, the old style two-story DeForest home was built on the Iceville Road, which is now known as Bolton. On the rainy Friday night of July 26, 1879, they were sleeping, and Martin and Susan DeFore became victims of a gruesome murder that has never been solved. So their bodies were found at 6 a.m. on the morning of July 26, 1879, by their grandson Martin Walker.
He
He
did it.
noticed that, of course, his grandparents were not getting up on their usual time, doing their usual morning routine, and so he went in and found that the back door was open, and the metal bolt that locked the door from the inside was lying on the ground outside. And on entering the house, he found his own axe, which he had left in the wood pile the day before. The axe was lying in the fireplace covered with blood and ashes.
Okay,
And
so he
then,
admits it was his axe. Okay.
yeah, so it was his axe, but he
All
said
right.
that it was like, you know, not supposed to be there. He left it in the woodpile. So he then found Mr. and Mrs. DeFore in their bed. They had almost been decapitated by the axe, and there were no
Lizzie
visible
Borden.
signs of resistance. You said what?
I said, all right, Lizzie Borden.
Right, that's what I was thinking when I was thinking of it. I was like, oh, so you know, and when did Lizzie Borden happen? Because this might have been like a series of axe killing. I forget what
I'm
Lizzie
saying the
Borden.
nurse rhyme in my head, but I don't recall. It
I don't
was,
know. Let me see. When does
I
she,
know.
Lizzie
Lizzie.
Borden? Because I was like, this is too close to, like, y'all were just running the axes on everybody. I hate it. So Lizzie Borden was
1892.
like, yep. So this was 18. This was 18. What? 1879. So, I guess you know, that's a thing back in the day. Axes in the bed. Okay, so a few clues. The side door to the house was still fastened, but all the other doors to the house were open. Although a bureau drawer had been broken into, several valuable items, including a bag containing $18 in silver, had been left unmolested. Martin Dufour's wallet, which contained only promissory notes and tax receipts, and his leather boots were the only ticket items taken. So they really didn't take any money. They kind of didn't take any valuables. So I feel like this murder was like more vengeance, kind of, rather than like stealing. The Dufour house also contained a small attic room accessible only by ladder. So the Dufours, they rarely went into the attic. So during the sheriff's investigation, it was discovered that someone had been occupying the room. What they calculated.
That's creepy.
Huh?
That's creepy.
That is creepy. So what they
had a
calculated.
Spotter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they calculated. So the intruder must have gained entrance like the night before or previous day while they were like out, while the DeForest, they usually went out to milk cows and whatnot. And he must have like went into the attic and was like occupying that and planning his whole like revenge plot on them.
Ain't no way.
So after committing the heinous act, he likely snuck out the back door, which had been unlatched from the inside, left open. Let's see what else. On July 27, 1897, the New York Times ran an article stating that two tramps had shown up at the DeForest house on Thursday prior to the murder and had asked for a lodging and a meal. Because the male, Martin, he felt so uncomfortable with the men's rough appearance, he refused and was like, go away. And they were last seen making their way to the river on the evening prior to the murder. A different tramp, so I guess they were calling people tramps, had called at the DeForest house and asked for directions to Marriott. So apparently they were like getting these different types of people coming to their house asking for favors and stuff. But the local sheriff, William A. Wilson, like could not link anything to these people. So he immediately sent telegrams to like Marietta to prevent any suspicious people traveling that way, and a search party was sent out on horseback and all that, but they still couldn't find anything that linked them back to the murder. So then a Negro tramp, a black person by the name of Asa Morgan, was caught Monday and confessed to being one of the murderers.
No.
Right. That's what I said.
He was coerced.
He was coerced. Yep, that's why I said. And he says that there is another Negro and a white man connected with the murders. In a letter to her daughter, Margaret Walker Cash, on October 12th, is it Louisa? Louisa DeFore Walker stated, Maggie, they committed Asa Dunn to trial. I don't know when his trial will come off. Some think he was all that did that awful deed. He was the only one that did it. If there were others, I hope he will tell on them too. But despite having made a number of arrests, he still couldn't like link him to the crime. And the clues that they got all led to dead end. So nobody was actually put on trial for the murder. 2 months after the murder, the son-in-law Thomas Moore tore down the house and used the remnants to make a barn. So he pretty much tore the house down and he made a barn on the lot across the street. And the property was amounted to $4,500 in real estate and $1,500 in cash, was divided equally among the four of their children. So I mean, that's really it. So nobody really, they confessed, he was court, like you said, I think he was court, and then they couldn't link any clues back, and so they pretty much was like, well, we can't, you know, it's a cold case, we don't know who did this. So yeah,
you know, okay, stuff like that. I mean, before, because back then they wanted to aim blame, tend to always point blame to the black people for the crime,
right?
Black men. And then it's just like, part of me, I'm just like, okay, the families of these victims that knew this person didn't do it, I'm like, don't you want the real person behind bars?
Right.
Like, didn't you want to be like, But I really want the person who killed my loved one behind bars. Like, you would, like, yeah, that never, this is just insane to me. I can't see, like, your hate for another race is so strong, you will let someone go free that didn't kill her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that's about. That, like, I feel like in Ava DuVernay's new movie Origin, she kind of explained it a little bit with the caste system, but I would
Oh,
never,
yeah.
I could never be like that. I can, yeah.
No.
So,
Too soon.
I mean, do we need a palate cleanse?
Okay. So
Uh-oh.
was listening to a podcast. I had you listen to them, Shits and Giggles, those British guys.
Yeah, I remember them.
And so they were talking about, first off, it always trips me up whenever like different people from different countries talk about like Motown music. Because I'm just like, what you know about that? How do you know about that? Like, because of course Motown is like a huge entity. Of course everybody knows Motown. But since I hear like this British guys talking about Papa was a Rolling Stone, I'm like, how do you know what that is?
Everybody
Like,
knows that.
I know. So, but I was cracking up because he said the line is Papa was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And it's just like, that is mad bars.
That is bad bars, you
Those
know?
bars, like, what? Wherever he laid his hat was his home?
Yes. Mad bars. That's great. That was when creative writing was a thing during for music.
That's some good writing right there. Because it's just like, damn, Papa. All right.
Yeah. Thank you
Good
guys
stuff.
for tuning in.
Thanks.
Yeah, this was another episode of WTF Podcast. You guys like, subscribe, do all the things that the algorithm needs you to do in order to make this a popular podcast.
Do it, do it, do it.
We would appreciate it, and we'll be coming with better stories. And if you guys have any story ideas, please hit us up on the email WTFpodcast11@gmail.com.
Yeah. Do
Yeah,
that.
so. All right, well, bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.